good evening, brothers and sisters. Coming back at you with another message that's been on my heart. It is the end of February. Can you believe it? February 28th, 2021. I'm going to get right to the message. And the theme is the job of God. What is God's job? What is God's job? Are you God? Can you do his job? And I've raised the question in light of, well, a lot of things I observe. Even myself. You know, how we can question God on certain things and why he does or does not do certain things, why things are the way they are, or his seemingly being silent, not moving, not answering our prayers, you know, that controlling stuff that we do, how we like to emotionally manipulate God, looking at God like a jack in a box or a genie or our crutch or Achilles heel or many other things. But I was thinking one day, just meditating on these issues that the Holy Spirit has brought to my attention about my own current heart issues that he's dealing with. And thematically, I felt the Holy Spirit was saying to me, well, what is his job? Do you know what that title entails? What being God means? Humanity does not understand what that title really means. We say it. We've been hearing that word our whole life. God, God, God. It's like we say it so casually now, along with all these other entities, right? We hear in society, Buddha, Confucius, other New Age characters, but the God of the Bible is not any of those. And to really come to an understanding, I feel, to really walk this thing out is to fully understand and know that we don't know what being God truly is. Help me, Holy Ghost. We can't comprehend it. The truth of the matter is we're just flesh and blood, and we cannot understand what that job description, if you will, entails. God gives some clues through some of his responses to certain individuals in the Bible. Job, for one, where he questions him, asking him numerous questions about if he was there during certain activities God performed, because that's what God does. That's part of what being God is. I don't want to say a God, because he is the God, capital G. And the more I thought of it, the more I was put back in my right place. Small. Because for me, I feel that I don't honor God as I should all the time. I've allowed myself to be influenced by society, and therefore minimizing God in the process. Where the Bible talks about how magnificent God is, that he's grand, he's holy. That's definitely a word I feel that we forget, that God is holy. God is not a man. God is not a person. God is not an entity. God is not an idol. God addressed Israel many times when they leaned toward other gods, telling them, almost mocking them sometime in his own way, not by our definition, you rather worship an idol of wood, materials, brass, gold, silver, that can't speak, that can't talk, that can't hear you, rather than worship me, is what God said. I've come to the conclusion that as a human being, we're arrogant. And like Satan, we just have this innate ability, whether conscious or unconsciously, to level ourselves up to God. We are out of order. We are flesh. The Bible describes us like we're just a breeze, a wind. Our life is a vapor. God is eternal. He was here before us, and he will be there after us. And hopefully, brothers and sisters, I know I want to be there with him. And so I contend with myself on a daily basis. I struggle with some heart issues that the Holy Spirit is dealing with. And one is definitely putting God in his proper place, letting him be God. If we really think about it, we don't know what that definition entails. We really don't know what God's job is. We can't tell God what to do. We can't tell God how to be God. Tell God how to do his job. I don't like hearing certain prayers where it sounds like I've heard certain preachers preach or teach, and it's like they address God like he's our fellow comrade, telling God what to do, directing God to do certain things. God, go here. God, do this. God, do that. How dare us? We should ask if he would. God, if you would you be so kind, Father, to thus and so? God, if it is your will, thus and so. Father, I pray that you would thus and so. We do not, as man, just flesh, direct the God of heaven to do anything. We are out of order. We need to get in order. I need to get in order. I encourage you to search your Bible and be reminded of who God is, so we can be, so you can be clear and not confused. That he is not a man. He doesn't have a boss. He is God all by himself. He was here before we were. We are here because of Him. We need the proper perspective of who God is. The proper perspective, my heart needs to be prostrate before Him. He's holy. We need to understand the different aspects of God. God is so incomprehensible. I understand my mind, my human mind, is not large enough to comprehend. God was kind enough to share aspects of Himself in the Bible. I believe He's way more than what He shared. I believe what He shared is enough. Even that is overwhelming. I like to keep my messages at 10 minutes, but I'm hoping I'm getting my point across. I know what we've heard and been taught. If you are like me, brought up in the Pentecostal church, and most teachings are the same. But what my ears are not hearing is the reverence and the lifting up God's name to where it should be. And that should be high in the heavens where He sits. He sits high and looks low. That's what the Bible says. The earth is His footstool. And He was kind enough to save us through His Son. He didn't have to do it. It's not anything I deserve. He was kind enough to save us. And that's the next message. What is salvation? It's time to go back to basics, brothers and sisters. Make your election sure. Let's elevate God to where He should be. We do not know anything about what it takes to be God. So let God be God. Until next time.